The window's open. Good. Now, just switch on the torch. Where's he hidden it? This looks like it. Got it.
What the hell?
Don't even think about doing anything silly, Pasquale.
You think a little knife like that frightens me?
What are you doing here?
You stupid little tart.
Oh, language is...
I told you to keep him busy.
You never said it was so you could break into his house. Look, Dagger, I hope you don't...
Oh, shut up. You and I were discussing a deal, White. Now you decided it's better to steal what your friend Mr. Lovelace wants rather than buy it. Well, I will send him back your cop.
I never knew he was a burglar, honest. Look out!
Give me it back!
You stabbed him!
Get out of my way. Mention a word of this to anyone, and you'll be dead too, understand?
What have I got myself into?
I will kill them both.
We present Tony Robinson as Ben, Leslie Phillips as Lovelace, and Rebecca Lacey as Molly.
Ben, wake up!
Stop it! I'm having a lovely dream about Greta Garbo. She doesn't want to be left alone.
Ben, wake up!
Oh, my girl, what's up?
There's no time for questions. Move yourself.
Oh, blimey. My thumbs are itching. I know what that means. We're in another scrape.
Ben Sees It Through by J. Jefferson Fargin. Adapted for radio by Joe Dunlop.
Sir Joseph Medway.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. My honourable friend's words on the value of European peace will not be shared, I venture to say, by those who remember Ypres, Passchendaele, and the Somme. My proposed bill paves the way for cooperation and understanding between European states. Such an arrangement will lead to peace, not just for this year, 1933, or for the rest of the decade.
Father Seamus Proctor,
indeed.
Quickly, let's meet him on the terrace.
If I may say so, Miss Violet, you should be proud to bear the name of Medway. I remember the last war. We want no repeat of it.
Yes, Proctor, but not everyone wishes Father well.
I'll be waiting for you on the quay at Southampton, promise. I wish we were travelling together.
We can't, so get on board.
Anything could happen without me to look after you.
Don't worry, I've had my fill of Spanish adventures. Now get on that boat before it leaves without you. Ben?
Yeah?
Watch out for yourself. Keep away from strangers. Trouble is drawn to you like iron filings to a magnet.
You're a fine one to talk.
Ben?
Yeah?
How are your thumbs?
Not itching now.
Good. See you in Southampton.
So, another threatening letter has arrived.
What are you going to do?
Nothing.
Nothing? These people are serious.
Be assured, whoever is sending these letters will not divert me or my bill.
Why won't you go to the police, Father?
My dear Violet, one does not stir up a nest of Fleet Street hornets lightly. There is no truth in these insinuations. If they had proof, we would have seen it. Proctor?
Yes, sir.
I'm afraid, Father.
There is no need to be. Proctor, Miss Violet is ready to go home now.
A wonderful speech.
Thank you. I will be late tonight, Violet, my dear. Do not wait up.
Well, if he won't do anything, I will.
Oh, blimey, me hat!
Oh, sorry, didn't mean to bump into you.
You nearly had me in the briny guff.
Your hat's gone overboard, I'm afraid, sailor. Sorry.
I feel like joining it.
Seasick?
And some.
I never knew sailors got seasick.
Only been at this sailoring stuff 6 days.
Oh?
Yeah, I'm working me passage back to Blighty. Well, I'll be glad to see London again.
Well, is that where your home is?
Oh, I ain't got no home. Home's where I hang my cap, when I've got one.
What's your name?
Ben.
Ben. Well, Ben, why don't we shelter over in the walkway?
Yeah, all right.
Oh. You won't be staying with the ship after Southampton tomorrow?
Not likely.
You'll be looking for a job?
Unless they offer me a seat on the cabinet.
Well, maybe I can help you there.
Yeah? Minister for Finance will be favourite.
A friend of mine needs someone well paid. Your own room, plenty to eat.
Look, don't mention food, not just at the moment.
How does £2 a week sound?
Well, what would I have to do?
Nothing much. Now, what do you say?
What's the catch? Why should he pay top wages for a bloke to do nothing?
Why, he's an eccentric.